Blog Talk Radio.
Boom. Boom, boom.
Barbara, can you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you now. Russell?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, you're on the air. Yeah, we were trying to get you on the air. We had some technical difficulties, but you're on the air. First off, Barbara, give us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Okay, my name is Barbara Balcavage, and I'm a financial consultant with American Classic Agency. I'm an independent broker. I work with any insurance company in the United States. I live currently in Florida. I grew up in Pennsylvania, was educated at Penn State, and I lived in Maryland, the wonderful Washington, D.C., beautiful area for 25 years. Loved living there, and I currently live in Florida. I moved here in 2007 full-time. And my life's work in my 30s was when I realized that I was broke. And even though I believed in, you know, corporate America and the American dream, and you put your time in with your company and life is good. Everything works just fine. And you retire with, you know, a nice pension. But in those years, in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s is when corporate America started to downsize and they started making changes. And I saw what was happening in front of me was people in their 50s were out of a job. They got laid off. They got let go. And I saw, and I was in my 30s, and I knew that the picture wasn't looking, the picture was changing. The horizon was different as it had been. And I worked in the healthcare industry, very strong background in healthcare marketing communication. And it was then that I saw a healthcare organization treating their older, their senior employees that may not be in the best of health. They may be having some personal issues, maybe some family issues, but maybe they weren't performing because of these things that were happening, especially women. As women, we go through different things in life that maybe men don't. And they were being fired for health issues. And this is a health organization doing this. So, and it was a not-for-profit health organization, and I realized that if a health organization is going to be doing this, that it must be really grim for the rest of corporate America, And I knew I wanted to have my own business, to call my own shots, do my own thing. And I was introduced to the financial services field in 1994. That's when I quit my corporate America job. I gave up my three-piece suit. And I went to work building my own business. And my life has been significantly changed for the better, of course, since that day.
Tell us about the insurance business. What is so fascinating about the insurance business? And it changed your life. It made you to a point where you could quit your corporate job. How is the insurance business one of the most profitable businesses in America?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's hard work. And what happens is the insurance, when we get into a financial difficulty, Russell, I want you to think about your own habits. When we get into financial difficulty, we lose our job or something happens, a financial crisis, we have to cut the budget, our household budget. What's one of the first things we cancel?
You cancel your insurance. That's right.
Right? Our insurance.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing to go is our life insurance. And then we cut down on any of the other insurances that we have. And the insurance
mm-hmm.
companies know this.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime a person cancels their insurance, if it's a I'm talking about life insurance here. I'm not talking about property and casualty or health insurance or car insurance, which those insurances we have to have. Okay, we're limited on our options there. But life insurance, we don't have to have that. So that's a personal choice. There's no one dictating, no government regulation saying we have to have that. So that's usually 99% of the time, that's what gets cut. So the insurance company knows that 99.9% of the time, the person's going to cancel that policy before they pass away or before they're going to use it.
Mm.
If they have a term policy, they're in all that money. Every premium you pay is pure profit for the insurance company. If you have whole life or a cash value insurance policy, which is either a universal life or indexed universal life or whole life, which are the two types of permanent policies that there are, the insurance company will pay you any money that's accumulated in the cash value segment of that policy. And that's a cash accumulation account that works. It's an investment. It gains interest, and you can borrow that or you can take money out of there. But in your best interest is to keep the policy going, continue to pay that premium. Let that money that's in that cash value accumulate, because if you don't, if you cancel that policy, let's say you're not going to pay that premium because you don't have any money, you have to cut back on your expenses, you will get a portion of that, but there are surrender charges built inside that policy that you will forfeit if you withdraw money. And all insurance-based products, and really any investment, is set up like that. I make a promise to put X amount of dollars away, and in return, I'm going to get X amount of dollar or X amount percent return on my money. So that gives the institution an opportunity to invest that money.
Mm-hmm.
So if and their promise is they're going to pay X amount of interest, and they're going to be there for when I need them in the event of an untimely death, that they're going to pay the face amount of $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, whatever it is, if I pass away, unexpectedly or due to an illness. So they're going to be there for my family. So that's the promise, that or the contract between the insurance company and the policyholder. When the policyholder decides that they want to end the contract, they're going to have a penalty, and that's the penalty. So when you, over the years, insurance companies get a bad name because they try, and this is the truth, if there's a claim, and we know in property and casualty, and I'm in Florida, we just had the biggest devastation of a hurricane in history with Irma this past year. It hit every inch of Florida. That hurricane went right through. And the property and casualty companies did try every way to get out of paying that claim. That's property and casualty. That is not life insurance. But that's what they do. They want to make sure that they're covering, the policy owner is paying, has paid for what they're getting. So,
that's
casualty. We're not talking about property and casualty right now. But the insurance company will, and I'm not sticking up for them, I'm just calling it how it is. The insurance company will try to get out of that contract if they find something wrong that was not disclosed or something that's not covered. In the case of life insurance, you keep your policy for 2 years. There's a 2-year contestability. If you keep your life insurance policy for 2 years, no matter what the cause of death, that insurance company will pay that claim quickly without asking any questions. If you keep changing your life insurance policy because this rate is cheaper, that is not in your best interest to do that, because now you're in that 2-year contestability and you're putting your family at risk, because the insurance company is going to look at everything and try to get out of paying that claim.
Right.
So your best interest is to get something and keep it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good advice right there, good advice. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're talking about insurance. The one and only Barbara, she is an insurance advocate, and she understands insurance, but insurance for a lot of people, especially in the African-American community, they don't understand insurance. We'll be right back with the one.
Harder than a fantasy, going like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Bring the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Being on our Newsmaker Live, but what does insurance people don't realize? When should you buy insurance? What age should you start buying insurance?
Good question. And I'm going to say this. The younger, the better. The sooner, better. Do you realize that every child born in our country had a universal life, indexed universal life insurance policy opened up for them at birth, putting in $25 a month, every single month of their life? We will eliminate poverty in our country. Eliminate it. Eliminate middle America. We will all have money, and we will, none of us will be in poverty any longer. That's how powerful life insurance is, and how powerful, the sooner you start saving, the better. The power over the amount of money that's put in the program consistently every single month, year in and year out, without fail. Do you understand how powerful? We eliminate poverty in our country.
Just $25 a month at birth. Just if every child put that in a policy, would eliminate. We would. That child would be set for life.
They would work through their lifetime. Let's just say they, you know, they go to school, they graduate, they get a job, they continue that $50 a month. The age of 65, when they're ready, and they'll be eventually, you know, the money keeps growing, growing, growing in their cash value, tax-free, okay? We'll even get into that part. That money growing inside that policy, tax-free. They can borrow money inside that policy, pay themselves every, instead of borrowing the money from the bank for a car or for school, they can borrow it from themselves, pay themselves back with interest, like just as if they were getting it from a lending institution, pay themselves instead of paying some other third, a bank or some other lending institution. So they're paying their principal back, they're paying their interest back to themselves, plus the insurance company giving them interest on that principal that they took out as if it was never taken out.
Wow. We got a call on the line. Call, you on the air with Barbara, 520, air code 520, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. I was wondering, regarding the life insurance policy, if you started at 2 years old and by the time it's 65, what would be the maturity of the policy?
That's a very good question.
Lovely.
Thank you very much. That would be in the neighborhood of $350,000, depending on the rate of return.
Yeah, would that also include a life, a death benefit as well?
It also includes a death benefit, absolutely. And the death benefit, as the cash value increases, the death benefit would increase. So whatever is in there, cash value, the beneficiary would get the entire $350,000 to $500,000 tax-free.
So let's say the beneficiary would receive, let's say the person died at the age of 25, would they still receive, beneficiary received the $325,000 to $500,000?
What the beneficiary would receive the face amount.
Only what was put in there.
If the money in the cash value is less than the face amount, they would get the face amount. And age 25, they most likely would not have. Let's say the face amount would be $100,000. At age 25, as that money is accumulating, maybe it would only reach $95,000 at that point. It's when how money grows is the more money you have in there, the lump sum, depending on the interest rate, the rule of 72, money doubles every, at 6% interest, the money doubles every 12 years. 72 divided by the interest rate equals years money will double. So then let's say at year, the person's 25 years old, the next 12 years is when that money is going to start really doubling more quickly. The earlier years is when that money slowly grows. That's why the sooner you start, the better. The other thing is you're healthier when you're younger. So the rates for the younger people are less. And there's less money going towards the cost of insurance and more money going into the cash value.
Hmm. Now, what about someone who's older? Are they just dead as Julius Caesar for insurance? I mean, someone who's in their 60s or 70s or 80s, are they out the insurance game, or is there any hope for them?
Well, there's two ways of looking at that. First of all, someone that's older, the reason why do they want it? They get it. They can set up the inheritance for their children. They could use it to pay any probate taxes that might be due on non-liquid assets such as real estate. our business that might not be able to be liquidated, but taxes have to be paid when someone, you know, probate taxes when someone dies. There might be a, for an example, there might be a big family property or a business that one of the big ball franchises there in D.C., I forget the name, the metro area there, they had to sell the franchise because the taxes were due when the owner died and the family didn't have the liquid cash to pay the taxes, so they had to sell the franchise. So that would be a reason why someone, maybe later on in years, if they had a lot of assets, need the money upon their passing, so they have liquid cash taxes.
What do you think about the policies just have enough money for you to be fair? What about those policies for older people? Like if they don't have any insurance and now they need to buy insurance to bury them, what about those? Are those a good policy?
There's insurance there. It's a permanent policy. Again, I talked about that earlier. It's a permanent policy. It's a whole life policy. The problem with the older people is that they might not be healthy enough. So the ones that are not really healthy ones, no problem. We could get coverage for them. The ones that are not healthy, their premiums are going to be higher. It may not be advantageous for them. But in that event, there are policies that will pay them. They pay their premium. The premium will give them a rate of return of 5 to 6% should they die within a 2-year period. It's a modified program. If they live longer than 2 years, they'll pay the full death benefit. And the death benefit could be anywhere. There's different companies that offer from $10,000 to $35,000 for those policies. And they're called modified endowment programs for the not so healthy.
Right.
But even so, even if though the premium is higher, and if they pass away within those first 2 years, they will still get the return of their premium plus a rate of return 5 to 6%. Not a bad deal.
Insurance business is super. I mean, it's really super. I mean, people don't realize the insurance business is a way to go if you really want to invest in yourself and invest in your family. You know, get you some whole life insurance and a policy that's going to pay and get it while you're young. We're going to take our last
while you're young and you keep it.
You're young, right?
You
correct.
Keep it. You keep canceling your policies, the insurance company wins. That's and the first question of the day you asked, why do they have that money? And that's why they have that money, because people cancel their policies. And they know that.
It's the dumbest thing in the world all time. We're gonna take our last break and we come back with clues. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's All About You. Welcome back. The Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Networking on the radio. Insurance is important. Give us your closing statements, Barb.
Here's my closing statement. Pay yourself first. The most important bill that you can pay every single month is the money that you pay to yourself. You save money, and you keep it saved. It's not something that you go in, I got to get a new dress, I want to buy a new car. You leave it alone. You let it sit there and grow. Insurance companies are the most financially sound financial institutions in the country, more than banks. Their money is insured dollar for dollar. Not like a bank is 30 cents on the dollar where the money is insured. And, of course, our stock market, there's no guarantees with that. You're playing – you're gambling with that money. So for middle Americans that don't have, here's my, when people ask me if they should be in the stock market, how much money you have to lose? None. Then you're not, and don't be in the stock market. You don't belong in the stock market. And that goes for 401ks, because that money is all stock market. You're playing, you're fueling Wall Street. See The Wolf of Wall Street? Watch that movie. That's what goes on till this day in Wall Street. Nothing's changed. They gamble our money away. And the 401ks fuel it. So put your money in a safe place, save it, and keep it safe. And be, in my opinion, place that you can put your money for a long term is a life, indexed universal life policy with living benefits. We didn't even talk about living benefits. But living benefits is you could use a death benefit if you become chronically ill, critically ill, you can access your death benefit while you're alive. Help your family, protect your family, protect your assets. Life insurance, most misunderstood financial vehicle, but is the most powerful financial tool if understood and used properly.
Excellent, excellent. What is the name of the movie you said to watch?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street. We're going to look that up. And that's going to be a serious movie for everyone to watch. It was a pleasure and an honor to have you on our Newsmaking Line. We're going to bring you back on again. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. We'll see you tomorrow morning.